More than 30 members of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus and Boston Symphony Orchestra tested positive for COVID. Now singers say this might be a cautionary tale for other choruses who are considering performing without masks. WBUR's Christella Guerra has more.
Abby Dalton distinctly remembers seeing her spittle fly across the chorus last week.
I saw my own spittle glisten as it shot across my fellow singers.
Shoulder to shoulder, members of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus sang Benjamin Britten's War Requiem on stage with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The chorus had just resumed unmasked performances for the first time since March of 2020. Dalton, a contralto, says it's the nature of singing. Spit happens when you enunciate your percussive consonants.
And I thought, oh my God, I need to write a sorry note. I need to write another sorry note. And then I thought, I should just suggest that everybody should go home and shower.
What bothers Dalton and some other members of the chorus is that the BSO did not immediately share that a few singers tested positive prior to the concert. Those singers did not perform. In a statement, the BSO says they stopped contact tracing earlier this year in accordance with the CDC guidelines. HIPAA privacy requirements also played a role. The BSO's Vice President for Artistic Planning, Anthony Fogg, says they are reevaluating their approach.
Unmasked singing is not yet as safe as we think it is, regardless of the protocol. So I think we maybe all need to take pause just for the moment, especially with this sharp uprise in cases across the country and in our region in particular.
Chorus Alto 1, Lauren Boyce, and her husband both tested positive for COVID.
Based on what we went through, we don't believe that choral singing without masks is safe. We learned that the hard way.
Though the chorus rehearsed in masks, Boyce felt the results of multiple rapid tests provided by the BSO were unreliable. After the performance, the number of COVID cases rose to more than 30.
We all want the pandemic to be over. I think I just want to say that even mild symptoms of COVID are scary, okay? And there's still that threat that you could be the lucky winner of long COVID. So this isn't about trying to limit against severe cases. This is about trying to limit against any cases.
Most cases were mild, others asymptomatic. Virginia Bailey, chair of the Tanglewood Festival Chorus Committee, is immunocompromised. She did not sing because she didn't want to perform unmasked. Still, she trusts that the BSO had their best interest in mind.
We've seen other choruses around the world performing unmasked and thought that we could do so safely. The numbers and the science and the data all indicated that. But clearly, we have to go back and now revise and, again, still keep learning and keep moving forward.
The BSO recently canceled its upcoming tour of Europe due to rising COVID cases there and among the orchestra. They've not, however, canceled concerts at Symphony Hall. An assessment by the Boston Public Health Commission following the rash of COVID cases after the concerts determined that the BSO's protocols are incredibly robust overall. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Christella Guerra.